I became a nida today. If today is a regular period that she's supposed to get it, for sure it's her body, it's her, that caused the nida to come. So therefore, for sure, the husband does not have to support her. Because the husband says, I'm ready to make the chuppah right now. Ah, you're a nida, you don't want to have the chuppah, that's your fault. That's something you yourself did to yourself, you became a nida now, so I don't have to support you until you're ready to have the chuppah. Kiti boiloch, when do I still have my shayla though? Shalei b'shas vesta. Let's say Punk, she got the nidus a week early, a few days earlier than normal. Labdafka week. A few days. Like a Vesta means she has a special time every 29 days she gets it. And Punk now she got her 27th day. She wasn't supposed to. So my, what can she say over here? Kivan delay bishas Vesta, since it's not the normal time that she's supposed to see a period, have a matzi amrele, she could complain back to the husband, nistach posadeyu. It's like your field that got flooded now. In other words, it's your mazel. As far as I'm concerned, my own nature, my own body, should have first seen the nidus 2 days later. I should have seen it first the 29th day. How come I'm seeing it now, 2 days earlier? It's because of your mazel. Because I'm married to you already, and you're my husband, you're the Baal. It's your mazel that's causing it. Oy Dilma, maybe no. Kivon diikonoshi. Tekomishnayu vestayu. It is a normal thing that ladies change around their vest. They don't always see that the period doesn't start every time the same time, even though certain times they saw for 3 months in a row, every 29th day they saw. But it's possible after 3 months they change to 27, to 30, 32, like it's a normal thing for ladies to change the time when they see the period. So therefore, maybe Kishas Vesta Dummy, maybe it's still called as if it's called her fault. That when she sees the dam, the nidus, that's her fault, why she can't have the chuppah right now, and therefore the husband would not have to support her until she's ready to have the chuppah. Since it's a normal thing for the time to change, to see the period a day or two earlier, we can't say it's the husband's mazel that caused it to change, but that's her own nature of her body, why she changed herself, and it's called like she's stopping the chuppah. And whenever she comes and says, I don't want to have the chuppah, she to the husband does not have to support her yet. So that's the shayla. What's the law with she is mishtan of estayu? Does the husband have to support her or not? So Gemara says, poshit Rav Achoy. Rav Achoy was poshit like this. We learned the law, hegi yazman v'loy nisu. Again, they had the chuppah, they had the kedushin, and they made up 12 months later, we're going to have chuppah, and Rosh Chodesh Adar. And it came, Rosh Chodesh Adar, v'loy nisu, and he did not, and she did not get married. V'loy nisu means she did not have the chuppah. Is oicheles mishaloi, v'oicheles petruma. Still, the husband has to support her from that day onwards. And she, if she's an eishes kayin, even though that she is a bas Yisrael, she's allowed to start eating truma from then. So the lashon of the Mishnah is, it says, loy nasu loiketoni. Loy nasa would mean the husband did not make the chuppah. It does not say that. It does not say that when it came the time of Rosh Chodesh Adar that he did not make the chuppah. That's not what it says. Elo loy nisu. It says that she did not accept it. Loy nisu is a loshin, like she did not want to have the chuppah. So it says mashma, she stopped the chuppah. And still the Mishnah says what? That the husband has to support her. So for the Gemara Hechidomi, what are we talking about that she stops the chuppah? It's because of her that the husband is not making the chuppah, and still the husband is going to have to support her. How could that be? What's the case?
That's another.
Tamar says, "E dekor ma'akvan inhu." If she is just, I'm saying no. In other words, it came now after the 12 months. Came Rosh Chodesh Adar. The chosin says, "Look, we made up today the day to have the chuppah. Let's have chuppah." She says, "No, I'm nervous. I don't want to have the chuppah." If she stops, says no, so if you're pshita, amaya chelas mishloi vechelas petruma. What kind of svar is that? Why should the chosin have to support her? Like if she's the one that's saying no, I don't want to have the chuppah. There's no din. The husband should support her. Like this, the svar is if it came the time to make the chuppah, so the husband has a chiyuv to make the chuppah. If he doesn't do it, we look as if he did it already. But that's only if he's stopping it. But if he wants to do it and she stops saying, no, I don't want to do it, pshita, he doesn't have to support her. So that can't be the pshita in the Mishnah that she for no reason is saying, no, I don't want to have the chuppah. If she would say for no reason no, pshita, the husband would not have to support her. So So what does the Mishnah mean, Lainisu, that even though she did not want to have the chuppah, still the husband has to support her? Elolav, aren't we talking about the isness that had happened in Oinis to her? Kihai gavna, like in our cases, either where she got temperature, or else that she was pirsanida, in a case where she was mishtana vestayu, where it wasn't a normal period day, she wasn't supposed to see today, and it changed that this month she saw a day earlier. So we say what? That she could complain to the husband and say, you know why my vest changed? You know why I got sick now? It's your fault, your mazel. That since we already had Kedushin, like you're my owner, you're my Baal, it's because of your mazel that I changed, and she does get supported. The husband does have to support her. Uketoni, and the Mishnah says, even in such a case, Oichelis Mishaloi, that she is supported from the husband, for Yoichelis Petruma, and if she's an Ashes Kayan now, even though she's a Bas Yisrael, she's Ladi Truma. So here we have a Rai here to the last cases, that where she's an Onus, that if she got sick, or she was Pirsanida, that the husband can't say, look, I'm ready to make the chuppah, you're the one stopping it. No. She says, me, myself, I would also want to have the chuppah right now. Just an Onus, I got sick. And you know why I got sick? It's your fault that I got sick. It's because of your mazel that I got sick. Mashma, that's a good taina. She has a right to say that it's because of you that I got sick. It's because of you that my nidus changed. I became a nida a day earlier. And therefore, it's because of you that I can't have the chuppah. Therefore, you have to support me. So Gemara says, no, could be there's no proof. Omer Ravashi, liyoyla mei malach kol oinsa lo yochla. Maybe I'll tell you if an oinus happened to her, in other words, she is the one that's stopping the chuppah. Let it be that she was oinus happened, she got sick, she has 104 temperature now. She's saying, I just can't have the chuppah now. So she says she became a nida now, and she feels sick, she just doesn't want to have the chuppah. Could be taka lo yochla. In such a case, then, it's called she's stopping the chuppah, and she doesn't have support. The husband doesn't have to support her. And what's the pshan the Mishnah lo nisu for udukomak fi inu? We're talking about that the husband stops the chuppah. It's because the husband says no. That's why the husband has to support her. Over dinu and really di boile le misni lo nosu. The Mishnah should have said a lashon of lo nosu that the man, the chosin, did not make the chuppah. Since he did not make the chuppah at the right time, therefore he has to support her. So if so, why does the Mishnah say a lashon of loy nisu, which is mashma, she did not want to have the nisuyin? Because v'aydi the toni reisha, did he, since the beginning of the reisha of the Mishnah over there, talks about the konis about her, it says aloch is of her, it says noisten lepsula, shnei mosa chedish la'mona shloishim yoim. That's the ratio of the Mishnah over there. That a besula, the first time you're getting married, we give you 12 months to prepare. Like we said, you have Erisin now, and we give you then 12 months time to prepare yourself for the chuppah. So since the beginning of the Mishnah spoke about her, therefore, toni nami sefer b'diday, b'diti. That's why the end of the Mishnah also says lashon of loinisu, that she did not want to have the chuppah. But really, really, it does not mean that she is stopping the chuppah. Because if she was stopping the chuppah, the din could be, she would not have support. The husband doesn't have to support her. It's she that's stopping the chuppah. But the Mishnah really means that he is the one stopping the chuppah. So if he's stopping the chuppah, then it's good. He was supposed to marry her. Since he's not doing what he's supposed to, Midrabana now he has a chiyah, we look as if he had the chuppah ready, and he has to support her. And therefore she's Ladi Truma also, like we said. Because Midiraisa and Arusa also eats Truma. So only with the Rabbanim you have to wait till chuppah. Here with the Rabbanim we look as if they actually had the chuppah ready. Therefore with the Rabbanim we look as if they had the chuppah, and therefore she could even eat truma. Yeah. So it could be there's no proof to this sign. When she becomes an onus and she stops in the chuppah, maybe that's considered her fault. And therefore the husband would not have to support her. But the Reisha L'chura, when the husband got sick, that's called his fault. Even though the husband got sick, L'chura then, it's called, he's the one that's stopping the chuppah, and he would have to support her. Yeah. Now, new Gemara now. Omar Rav says, Olinyin Gittin, Negeit Ilchis Gittin Eina Kain. It's not like we just said. Eina Kain means there's no tainis oinis begittin. Rashi says like this, Olinyin Gittin Eina Kain, Mil alafika koi tashminin sha kovas oinis. Poitrosoi min amazoinois. that what lefikach before we said, lefikach is going that if the husband got sick or she got sick, since the reason why they're not making the chuppah is because of an oinus, you are taught that you don't have to support her. In other words, when something happens because of an oinus, there's a tiny oinus. You could say, when do I have to support her if I'm not making the chuppah? But if an oinus happened, I got sick, it's not my fault, it's not considered like I'm not making the chuppah. So it's called tainus oinus. So at the Gemara now, lin yigitin ain tainus oinus. If an oinus happens, it's considered like there's no oinus. Moelis. What does that mean? Im nosan get liishtoi. If you give your wife a get, al menas you make it tonight, and you say like this, im loy ovi adzman kloini. If I don't come back within 30 days, then the get should be chal. Because you want to give yourself leeway. You want to think it over for another 30 days. So you give you're angry at her, you give her a get right now, but you tell her clearly, I only want it to be chal if I don't come back within the next 30 days. Now what happens is, at the end of the 30 days, the 29th day, the husband decides, nope, I don't want to give her a get. I'm going back home. But venenas, the last day, he broke his leg and he couldn't get home. V'leibo, so what's going to be? Really the husband wants to come home. He didn't come home. He didn't come home because of an onus. So we're saying now an onus is command the lesser dummy. It's like you didn't do it. So really it should be considered like you did not come home. There's what makes the get chal if you do not come home. But right now, why are you not coming home? Because of an onus, because you broke your leg. That should not be considered like you did not come home. So therefore really the get should not be chal. Still we say, haray the get. The locher is, we don't look at the yinus vilkas gittin. We don't look at the broken leg. We look at the fact is you did not come home, and the get is chal. V'yeinu yachol leimer onus yisi. You can't say I'm an onus. Even though midiraisa, really, you could say you're an onus. Like Rashi at the end of the sugya says, the pasuk says, ulenaro leisasa dover. That's always a klal of an onus. It says if a man goes and rapes an eshes ish, so she's muta labaila. Because Lanaro Sazdavi can't do anything to her, it wasn't her fault. She was an onus. A man came, attacked her. So you see, if somebody forces you, it's considered like you didn't do anything. So any time you're forced into the situation, really, it's not considered like you did it. So really here, it's not considered like you didn't come home. That's what it should be. But we'll soon see in the Gemara, Mishumat Konos Chachomim, we don't look at the onus, and we say the get is good. That's what Rabbi says. Omar Ravu Linya Gittin, the get is Gittin Eina Kain. Alma, what do we see? Kisava Rava holds, ain't oinus begitten. That if a man tainas an oinus, something happened to me. I got sick, I broke a leg, I couldn't make it. We don't look at that excuses. Lamais, you did not come home to get this chal. Fred Gemara Minole la Rava Ho. How does Rava know to say this tremendous chinish? Vibaut midi rai, so there is a tainas of oinus all over. We hold the eish oinus. How come punk by hilchas gittin the yols, there's no tain of an oinus? Why not? Or first of all, we have to know the proof. Where do we see that he says this? Then we'll ask the question, why? First, we have to know, where's Rava's proof to say such a svara? So Gemara says, Eli me meho, if you want to tell me from this mission in Gittin, meho that's now, we learn it like this. Hareza gitcha, you go to your wife and you give her a get, and you tell her, im leibosi mikan v'yad shnei masa chedish. If I don't come back within the next 12 months, then the get should be chal. But if I come back within the next 12 months, the get is not chal. Now, umeis peter shnei masa chedish. The husband dies now, in the middle of this year. The locher is ain't a get. The get is no good. What would be no gay if the get is yeah good or not good? The guy is dead anyway. Now, if Karina is vilchus yibum, let's say they have no children, and there's a brother alive. So if the husband dies without a get, she is vilchukli yibum. She has to have yibum machalitza from the brother-in-law. But if the get is chal, then she goes out free. She doesn't have to have yibum. So here the Mishnah says the get is no good. It ain't a get. So diik is why, may su di ain't a get. You know why the get is no good? Because the person died. And the locher is a dead person can't give his wife a get. Like he did not say the get should be chal l'mafreya back before when he gave the get. He says, I want the get to be chal at the end of the year. If I don't come home this year, at the end of 12 months, that's when the get should be chal. So l'maisa, the person is dead already by that time. So therefore the get is not chal. So it's a diyuk, why is the get no good? Only because he died. Since he died, that's why it's no good. Chochola, let's say the husband got a heart attack, he got sick, and that's why he couldn't come home. Really, he wanted to come back. The 11th month, he decided to come back home. But he got very sick. He couldn't make it. Mashma reza get. The get is still chal. So you see, clearly, even though he doesn't come back because of an oinus, he's like forced not to come back. We don't look that he's forced about it. We say, actually, he did not come back. Therefore, the get is chal. For the Gemara, maybe no, maybe you can't make the diik from this Mishnah. V'duma maybe liyerle meimloch. Really, I'll tell you, cholo namiyena get. Even if the husband just got sick, and that's the reason why he couldn't make it back, maybe also the get is not chal. Because he only said the get, if I don't come back. So we need an action of not coming back. We have to have that the husband is not coming back. But here it's not considered that he's not coming back. Because really he wants to come back. What's stopping him? His broken leg or he got a heart attack. That's why he can't come back. So he's not coming back because he's forced not to come back. Oinus is not called like you did it. Oinus is command lesser dummy. Maybe there is a tinus oinus. We don't look as if the husband did not come back. So really the get taka is not chal. Really chola nam yena get. Even if he gets sick just, the get is also not chal. So why does the Mishnah have to say if he died, the get is no good? For he gufa kamashmalon. The Mishnah wants to teach us this yisayit itself. That what? The ain get liachamisa. Wants to tell you this yisayit itself. That a get can't be chal liachamisa. Mashman is a havamina that maybe it could be. Because the pshat is like this. We're talking about over here that the husband handed over the get to his wife. So the husband made her ready the nesina and he gave her a kosher get. So maybe I would think since the husband already made the whole maisa, all it is now is just a zman when it should be chal. He made a time limit, like there's a time bomb here. The get can't go off until 12 months. But at the end of 12 months, what causes the get to go off? Not what he's doing later, because what he did already before. See, even though we died in between, maybe the get can still be chal. Lamaisis, the get that he gave before, that should be chal later. Maybe it could be chal later. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. That no, since Lamaisis he died, even though the get by itself is already in our hand, so maybe I would think by itself it could be chal, k'mashmula no. That the husband has to be alive at the time of the chalais gershon. The chalais gershon can't take place, it can't take effect when the person is dead already. Maybe that's the chiddush in the Mishnah. But who adin if he would get sick would be the same halacha. Gemara says no. I'll tell you, ain get liyacha misa hotoni l'resha. The beginning of that Mishnah says this chiddush already. What does the beginning of the Mishnah say over there? Hareze gitcha imesi. I'm giving you a get, and it should be chal if I die. Hareze gitcha micheli ze. Husband is very sick, and he gives his wife a get, and he says, the get should be from the sickness, which means to say that if I die from the sickness, then I want the get to be good. Hareze gitcha liyacha misa. He says, speaks it out clearly. I'm giving you a get right now, but I only want it to take effect after I die. Again, what's the difference? That there won't be a mitzvah yibum. In a case where they do not have any children, it's like this, if the husband dies, she has to have yibum from the brother-in-law. He doesn't want that to happen, so he gives her a get now to say, this get should take effect after I die. So the Mishnah says, what? Loy omaklum. He didn't say anything. In other words, the Mishnah is telling us, you can't give a get now to take effect after you die. The klal is, a get can't be chal after he's dead. So we know that from the ratio of the Mishnah. So what do we need to say for the Mishnah? The chutz for the diyuk, when is the get no good only if he died? But mashma, if he got sick, then the get is no good. If he got sick, then the get is good. If he got sick, then the get is good. Why? That's Rav's raya, ain einis begitten. Tomorrow says no. Dilma, maybe the reason we need to say for is, liyafuki midrav seinu. To tell us differently from what Midrav Seinu, what Rabbi Yossi holds. The Tanya will learn like this. There's a shita that holds, for Rabbi Seinu with Tiruli Nosei. The Rabbi Seinu will matter this isha to get married. Whereas they say the get is chal. If you give your wife a get to say you want it to be chal after 12 months, and you die in between, they hold the get is chal liacha yud beis chodesh. The Yarminin, and we say, Man Rabbi Seinu, who are these Rabbanon who holds like this? Am Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel, Beidina Deshari Mishcha. Sabri Lok Rabbi Yossi. It's like Rabbi Yossi Shita. It's the Bezdin that was also Matur in the Gemara of Avodah Zarah. Mishcha means oil. In the Gemara Navoi, the Zoros to Shailef, the Rabbanim made a takana not to use Goyish oil. We know this at the Kohen, you can't use Yai Nesach. A wine that a guy touched, we can't use. There's a Mandiyama that says the same thing about oil. Oil that a guy made, we can't use. But the Gemara there says, Alocha, we're matzorit. Alocha, we hold the smutta. As long as it's kosher, you're allowed to use oil that guy made. So we hold like the Bezdin that was matzorit to use Goyish oil. And who is that? Fisavulok Reb Yossi. They hold like Reb Yossi's Svara. What's the Svara? Like, how could that be? If you gave your wife a get today, and you said you want to get to Michal after the year, and you died in between, how is it possible the get could be Chal? You're dead before the get should be Chal. The Teretz says, Rabbi Yossi Shitter is the Yomar, Zmanoi Shel Shtar Machia Cholov. That since you wrote today's date in the Shtar, when you gave this get to your wife, you wrote like this, today's date is Rosh Chodesh Adar. And I want this get to be, if I don't come back, within 12 months, I want the get to be later. True, you said you want the get first to be after 12 months. But for what purpose did you write today's date here? What did you write today's date for? What's the difference when today's date is? All you should have written in it is that in 1986, at this date, if I don't come back, that's when the get should be chal. What do you have to write today's date for? So Rabbi Yossi's Svara is, since you wrote today's date, that means you want to get to be chal of Afreya. If you wrote today's date, you meant it for purpose. That when you give the get to your wife, you don't mean at the end of the year it should take effect then, but you want to take effect from before, from the day you wrote the get. So now it's very good. Even though you die in between, so what? Lemaitre, at the end of the 12 months, did you come back? No. So when is the get supposed to be chal from? Lemafreya, when you wrote it. When you wrote it, you were alive then. So according to the Rabbi Seinu, if you give such a get to your wife, the get is chal. That's why we need the Sefer of our Mishnah there to say no. We argue on Rabbi Seinu. And we say, even though you wrote today's date, so what? Since you did not speak out that you want to get to be chal lemafreya, you did not say you wanted to take effect before when it was written and give it over. But you said clearly you wanted to take effect after 12 months. If I don't come back, that's the chiddush we hold. The get is supposed to be chal first in 12 months from now. And since he died in between, therefore the get is not chal. So again, it could be the sefer we need for a purpose. So you can't have Rav's diyuk. So again, how does Rav know to say his chiddush? There's no tainus einus by gittin. So where it says ve'elam me sefer, I'll bring a proof from the sefer of the Mishnah over there. Gemara gittin on the fine vav. It says the person says me achshav. He's giving his wife a get. Me achshav means from right now. Im loy bosti mikan ve'agud beis chiddush. I'm giving you the get right now, and I want it to be chal right now with the condition that I do not come back within the next 12 months. Umeis b'terech shnei masach chiddush. And the person died during those 12 months. Is a razor get? It's a good get. Here, it's very good. Because you made a condition clearly, you want to get to Bichal Me'achshav when you first gave it, before. So as long as when it comes to the end of the year, you did not come back, the get is Chal Amafreya. At that time when you gave it, you were alive. Therefore, the get is good. But the diyuk is Mace. Only if he died in between. No, the diyuk is Mace. Vuadin L'chayla. Maybe the same thing applies even if he gets sick in between. Or be the same thing also, that the get would be a good get. So you see, if the reason why he did not come back because of an oinus, because he was sick, it's not considered he didn't come back. We consider it that the get is takachal. Samura says again, no. Dilma may be really meizdafka. Maybe only if he dies in between, then we say the get is a good get. Why? The lanichle the tipu kama yibam. It's a special svar over there that the husband, for sure, if he knows he's going to die, for sure he wants to get to michal, because he does not want his wife to have to worry about going through yibam. So therefore, if he dies, for sure that was in the husband's mind when he gave the get, that if he dies, he wants to get to michal. But like this, otherwise the condition was that if I do not come back, that's when the get should be michal. But Lamaisa could be, if he got sick in between, Lamaisa, he wanted to come back. So it's not considered he did not come back, maybe the get would not be chal. It could be if he got sick in between, the get maybe would not be chal. Because we say, yesh oinis begitten. Why didn't you come back? Because an oinis happened. You got sick, so we do not consider it like you came back, and therefore maybe the get would not be chal. So again, there's no proof to Rava. I'll bring you another proof. to Yahudi Yom Elohu. It happened a case like this. A man told his wife, I'm giving you a get right now. And if I do not come back within 30 days, Levi Gita. Then I want the get to be chal. If I don't return within 30 days, then the get should be take effect. Now the Maisa was also besoif tlosin yoimin. At the end, right before the end of the 30 days were up, the 29th day, he came running back, and he wanted to come home. But Oposka Mavra, he missed the ship. The ferry already left, is on the other side of the ocean, of the river, and there's a river now, Oposka Mavra, there's a river between him and his wife, and he can't get over the river. So Omalu, he screams to his wife, Chazu di Yasoi, look here, see I'm here, I want to come back. Chazu di Yasoi, look here, I really want to make it back. I didn't make it, I missed the boat, but really I want to make it back. What's the luck in such a case? Omar Shmuel, Shmuel said, Lav Shemei Masya. It's not considered like you came home. Lamaisa, you didn't make it home, therefore the get is chal. Slachura, what do you see here? Ain't Taina Sainis begitten. Is that called he did not come back? Why didn't he come back? Because an honest happened, he missed the boat. But really he would want to come back. So this not coming back should not be called not coming back. Because he was forced not to come back. Still we say no, it's considered not coming back. And we don't look at the Yonis. This is a proof to Rava, ain't Yonis begitten. We don't look at the Yonisin, but Yochus Gittin. The fact is you're not back, the get is chal. Tomorrow says no. The Dilma may be unso the Shriach Shani. This oinis happens very often. So since it happens very often, like the first one said, you should have spoken it out. Like it's a normal thing if you're going over the ocean, you're going over the river, it's a normal thing that if you plan to come back and you really want to make it back, it's a normal thing to miss the boat. So you should have spoken it out when you gave the get, that if I don't come back within 30 days, and also if I don't miss the boat. But if I miss the boat, that shouldn't be counted like I'm not coming back. He should have spoken it out. Since he didn't speak it out, we say then he meant that the get should be chal, even if it misses the boat. So that's why here we don't look at missing the boat like an oinis. Because really the husband meant the get should be chal anyway. Because otherwise, since it's a thing that happens very often, he should have spoken it out. And since he didn't speak it out, now kivon, ti boile lesluyi, he should have spoken this out and made a condition that after I say the get is chal, if I don't come back, only if I don't miss the boat. But if I miss the boat, that's not cool, I didn't come back. For loy asni, and he did not speak it out, is iyo diyashin anavshe, to swear like he's ruining it for himself. Like we say, you had in mind when you gave the get to your wife that you want the get to be chal, even if you don't make it back because of the boat. That's also considered not coming back. So again, from this Mishnah, there's no right to Rava that a real oinus, you would say there's no tainus oinus. So really, what's the svara for Rava? So Gemara says like this, El Rava svara de nafshe komer. Rava has no proof from any Mishnayis. Rava says the svara by himself. It's something he made up, he thought about himself. And what's the reason? It's at the konim of the Rabbonin. Mishum tsnuyos or mishum prutsos. Some ladies are going to be very, very frum. That's tsnuyos. To be very sneeze, to be very modest. And some ladies, just the opposite of prutsas, that they don't care to live with another man. It means nothing for them to live with another man. What does that mean? Mishum tsnuyas. For the tzadekis, the ladies that are very modest, were afraid like this. Diyamrit loy lehevi get. If you're going to say that again, the husband gave her a get on a tonight, does not come back, let's say, within 12 months. And the mice at the end of the 12 months, he did not come back. But if you're going to tell me that in the case that he's sick over there and really he wants to come back, just because he's sick he can't come back, so in that case you're saying the get is not going to be good, said the Isha is a big tzadekis, if she's home with the get and 12 months passed before he did not come home, really she should be allowed to get married. But if she's a tzadekis, she's going to be worried, maybe the reason why he's not coming back is because he's sick over there and really the get is no good. And so Diyamrit lo have a get, zimnin de lo yonis. Sometimes what's going to happen is, really the husband doesn't want to come back. Really the get should be chal.